This is John Gordon, Colorado Springs. We're studying the book of Revelation, and we've reached the very important 12th chapter. The 12th chapter of the book of Revelation has been called by Bible students a sort of test case. Those who are not correct in interpreting the 12th chapter of the Revelation are usually not right about any of the rest of this book. Now, while the book of the Revelation is difficult in that it is a symbolic book, he plainly says in the first chapter that he sent and signified these things by his servant John. Still, it is not a sealed book. The book of the Revelation is an open book, and we are expected to understand it. And we can understand the symbols by consulting the rest of the Word of God, interpreted by other places where these same symbols are taught. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now those who are familiar with the Old Testament will immediately think of the dreams of Joseph. And we know that the 12 stars stood for the 12 tribes, of which Joseph himself was one. We know that the sun with which she was clothed stands for the new covenant, and the moon for the reflected glory of the old covenant. And we know, therefore, that this woman is the nation of Israel. Now, she could not be the church, because the church is already in heaven, from the 4th chapter in verse 1 onward. Besides that, the child which she brings forth, verse 2, she being a child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And this child, we're told, in verse 5, she brought forth a man-child which was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Now this is a direct quotation from the second Psalm, verses 7 to 9. And the Lord Jesus is meant. Very definitely, the Lord Jesus is the one who is to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And our Savior came from Israel, according to the flesh. He has been rejected by the nation of Israel. But one of these days, he's going to be recognized. And this will take place during the first half of the 7-year period, which we usually call the Great Tribulation. Now, the first half of this 7 years we call the beginning of sorrows, and the last 3.5 years properly, the Great Tribulation. During the first half of this 7-year period, the Lord Jesus is recognized by the people of Israel as being their rejected Messiah. Now, of course, there are some who recognize him now. I have some very dear friends who are Jewish people and who have believed in the Lord Jesus, have accepted him as their Savior. And they, of course, are part of the church. The bride of Christ is made up of both Jew and Gentile who are saved during this present period, and they will be taken home to be with the Lord at his return. But those who are left here, the nation of Israel who are left here, will go through a great deal of persecution. And it says, there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And by the way, this word for crown here is a word for diadem. He is reigning as a king. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. Now this, of course, means that Satan, for this is who this is, he is identified a little later in the chapter, in verse 9, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So this third part of the stars of heaven are created angels who fell with Satan, who accepted his leadership and rebelled against the Lord, against God. Sometimes we get a wrong impression of Satan. We think of him as he is pictured sometimes as a horned tail and carrying a pitchfork, and he's supposed to be king in hell, that this is sheer nonsense. Satan has never been king in hell, but he is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. He is called the god of this world. He is the leader in Gentile world dominion, and he will be the persecutor of Israel during this tribulation period to follow. Now it says that he stood ready to devour her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Now here we have the 3.5 years again. The 3.5 years, called the beginning of sorrows, Israel will be protected from satanic onslaughts. The last half will be a period of martyrdom and great sorrow, the great tribulation. Then at verse 7 begins a new section of this chapter. There was war in heaven. Now, we think of heaven sometimes in an unscriptural way. For instance, it surprises many people to find out that Satan has had access to heaven all the way through the history of the human race. We're told in the book of Job that when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, Satan came also. And he asked for permission to attack Job. He is called here the accuser of the brethren. Now the war in heaven is between Michael and his angels, who fought against the dragon fought, and his angels. Those who know the Old Testament immediately would think of the book of Daniel, where Michael, the archangel, is said to be the special angel charged with the care of the nation of Israel. And here he is fighting against Satan for the protection of the nation of Israel. And that is Satan and his angels, prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out. His angels were cast out with him. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. We're told that even the heavens are not pure in God's sight. That is because Satan has had access there, and because ultimately there will be war in heaven between Michael and his angels, and Satan is his. And that's why at the close of the book of the Revelation, you find a new heaven as well as a new earth. God is going to have to purify the heavens as well as the earth. One of these days, of course, all traces of Satan and his work will be done away with. Now, when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, verse 13 says, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle. The Revised Version, the critical text says, were given the two wings of the great eagle. And this, of course, refers to the Old Testament passage where the Lord said that he would protect Israel and would bear them upon eagle's wings and carry them to himself. And so this was the protection of the Lord, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time. This is another cryptic reference to the 3.5 years. She is protected and nourished there from the face of the serpent. And he makes one more attempt to overcome her. The serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman. Now this is not difficult to understand when you remember that the Lord Jesus said that his words were like the water of life. The truth of God is like the refreshing water of life. And the river of the water of life flows from the throne of God. Well, here you have waters of a flood flowing from the mouth of the devil. In other words, the false teaching, the wrong teachings. Now, already we're seeing many, many people deceived by evil teaching. Don't believe everything you hear. Test it by the Word of God. There are many of these false cults that have arisen in the last less than 100 years that deny the deity of our Lord Jesus. They deny the value of His precious blood. They deny His death, burial, and resurrection in our place. They deny everything. And these are just a sample of what the devil will be able to cast forth out of his mouth. Now, the earth helped the woman and opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. The dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So there will be the faithful few that will continue to witness for the Lord, and through them, the many we read about in chapter 7 will come to know the Lord during this time. Now this is the second section of the book of the Revelation, wherein God tells us of some remarkable things that happen, and each of them begins with the opening of something. The fourth chapter began with the opening of a door in heaven, the catching up of the church. The last verse of chapter 11 belongs with this 12th chapter. The temple of God was opened in heaven. So this is the beginning of a very important section. We'll see two more of these as we proceed in our studies of this wonderful book. Our Father, we ask You to bless Thy word to us. We pray for those who have never yet believed in our Savior, that they may not be deceived by Satan's teachings, but may trust our Savior. And bless Thy dear children, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.